Okay, so let's talk about Kilsadik Tess. In Kilsadik Tess, we saw that there, in terms of a lady preparing for the mikvah, there are four shlavim, four inyanim we have to do. There's iyun, chafifa, there's washing base kamata, and then there's uchitza kolabaf. Iyun is deraisa, that the deraisa is she has to remind herself, she has to look herself over to make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas. She has cheskes iser, and therefore we have to make sure that there is no, she doesn't have any chatzitzas. Even though midiraisa, the only thing which is ma'akiv is going to be ruba ma'akpid, l'maisa, we saw in the sugya that you have to ma'ayin and yahor gof. Darbonin, deraisa, not clear, but Darbonin definitely, we just want to see the tire that the yechiv yim is on every chayav of the gof. The chalakim of the gof, which you can't see, so I'm going to do iyun. So we saw clearly in the chalakim of there is no chiv to get a ruba lady to go ahead and do iyun. And you can do iyun by itself. This is the way you do it, is by feeling, you feel with your hands, and that's how you do iyun. The areas which you can't feel, obviously, I guess that's not part of your chiyuv. It's whatever you could reach at. Anything which you can reach, that's not going to go into your chiyuv, and that's not going to go into your chiyuv. If somebody didn't do iyun, it's an act. Flush it. Can't reach, right? We said. What? What do you say? It's my act if a lady didn't do iyun and she forgot to do it, so then we're going to have to send her back to the mikvah. If he will want some, iyun is going to be ma'akiv. One area where it's not going to be ma'akiv, we saw the base of starim. If she went to the mikvah and didn't check the base of starim, afterwards she came out of the mikvah and she went and checked. Kavasiv test. Sharkal go base of starim kim shen tzvach nabiyas naim leyan oisakim lechem akach ainas and vlemat sakim shen dov oslay tfila. If she was not ma'ayin the base of starim, classical case, she forgot to brush her teeth, or didn't floss her teeth, didn't clean her ears, her nose, in all those cases. So, if afterwards you check, there's nothing there, so over there it's not going to be ma'akev. Why is it more kal? You saw that ma'alchim is, you saw the dover is, because it's not shkif to have chatzitza there, those areas are in the base of storm. It's not kantam chatzitza, that was one ma'alach. We saw another ma'alach from the Lubosh that if there was a chatzitza, where did it go? Elamai, if you check afterwards, then it's nothing's there. So, kapshuta wasn't there, therefore it's going to be okay. The Shach says, you saw the dover is, that you need, since you only need royal bias mayim, you see that it's a more kal tikka matzah. You only need bias mayim mamish. You just need royal bias mayim, and being only need royal bias mayim, so therefore it's more kal. So the Torah says that if you're royal bias mayim, they're bonin famous taver. If you're also derais, so still we find it's more kal, and therefore if you're not ma'ayin on bias storm, that's not going to be ma'akev. One last malach is Rav Moshe says that shemend the schiddish, so we can see more in the sadekas that yesh chalak tevis chatzitzas which are attached to your body. And the chitzitzas which are blocking, it's not mamash davak, it's just sitting on top of it. So the base of starm is more kal, but the only type of chitzitza is something with mamash attached. If it's just sitting there, and it's not mamash attached, the base of starm is not going to be ma'akiv. So therefore, being that it's not going to be ma'akiv, so it's mistaveh to say that if it's just sitting there, and the water got in, it's going to get wiped away. So the fact that you checked afterwards and it wasn't there, it's a klar araya that it wasn't there. So come on, iyun is deraisa, a lady has a suffix. If you did Ion, Safak Dry Sulchumra, Cheskas Isser, and she'd have to go back to the mikvah. The Taz and Siddhi Tarev Vikuach, that if somebody does Chafifa, the Takam is Ezra Chafifa, is that instead of Ion, or that's additional to Ion? Now we have to do Ion, you have to go out and do Chafifa, or once you have Chafifa already, that's going to be a Kiyam of Ion, the Taz wants to be Mekel, Siddhi Tarev wants to be Machmer. But basically, if she washed that area, that's basically like Ion. If she knows she cleaned there, so send the bath if she went like that. Combed your hair, so you know, maybe she didn't look. But if you were icing in the area and you try cleaning it, kipshuta, that would be considered a kiyum iyun and it'd be considered okay. Ezra's misakin that we're not simuch on iyun. Why? Right there, we have a cheskes iser over here, we're trying to be foolproof. And Ezra's misakin have to go ahead and do chafifa. What is chafifa? Nechgur ishainim is chafifa that you're washing just the makim seir, or chafifa is kol aguf and you have to wash the whole area. Shach says that the skomas of poiskim is takanas ezra is only chafifa seir. The skomas of poiskim is dafka your hair is like takanas chafifa. Just there's a minhag to be noyik to do the rest of the body, but the etzem chiyuv is dafka on the seir and the rest of the body is just
washing.
Chafifa is b'seir, the rest of the body is just a minhag. Then we have rava. Rava is you have to wash basically kimatea. That was Midini de Gemara, that's you have to watch. So, kids, okay, so Ian is derisive to the whole body, whatever you can do. Khafifa is the Makim Seir. Minug, to wash the rest of your body. And the basic matel, that's more, that's medina de gemara. Now, but again, the minute to wash the rest of your body, it doesn't say how you have to wash it. Nikar din about the shower is totally fine. Nagu lachrina, that people are now, people are annoyed to take a bath. Seems to be that's the minute. It's a good thing to do. But if someone doesn't have a bath, or whatever the scenario is, you know, a lot of the apartments, when you take over non-from people's apartments, they don't have baths at the older, the frat, and it'll be okay to take a shower. You wouldn't have to take a bath. How long should you stay in the bath for? So you should not stay too long. If you stay too long, you start wrinkling, and it's not good. 20 minutes, a half hour, there's no set share in terms of how long you have to go. Why do the Kal teachers give a set share? It's just because, you know, the diarchist, you know. So that's why some to say 20 minutes, a half hour, but not. Bad some, there's no share. The share is just, you have to get yourself clean and whatever it takes. And that's what one needs to, and whatever it takes, that's what. The minute is to wash kol gof. It doesn't get all at one time. You have a small bath and you have to, you know, crinkle up and whatever. It's just different times you do different parts of the body, and that's not the right. Now, in terms of chafifa, so how do you have to do chafifa? So chafifa is a little makim seir. The Ramban said chafifa works with pispis bam. You just go like that. You just feel it's going to be okay. Rishonim and the psak of the mechaber is you have to do with Rashi, you have to do with the Masrik, and that's what we're asking. You have to comb Lisrik, Saresha, Yofa, be Masrik. You have to use a comb, aka not brush, lechila. And
why not brush?
What do you say? No, the question is if it's. It doesn't take out the gnats as well. You have to use a comb to get out the gnats. On the rest of the body where mako, the piscus works, and, you know, it's only over here you have to use a comb. The other areas, the shechi, basically over there, it's okay to use, to do piscus, and you do not have to use a comb. It's not like it's for the gay, the eyebrows, the eyelids, do you have to do piscus or not? What's the shah? The shah is not really so much of a mukim sayer, it's not so. Not. It's not so big. Kachas Odom says you have to do it over there. It's part of the Chalakim. Sevishim Rav Yasha. Rav Yasha was made. Rav Yasha says that's not considered a Makim Kinaseir, and then therefore you would not have to do it. Kachas Odom says it has to be with wet hair. You have to comb it with wet hair. If you do it dry hair, it's not going to get out the knots. You have to make sure to do it with wet hair. Chara brings down to the base. Chim Makim Seir Letim Ma'am Karim. It shouldn't be with cold water. Why? Because cold water either doesn't get off the dirt, or cold water causes gnats, and you have to use...
When you're cold, it's going to be cold.
You have to use hot water. What?
When you're cold, it's going to be cold. You can't have a shower for 5 minutes.
So cold water makes you have gnats, and then if you have hot water, it's not going to... Whatever, therefore you're supposed to use hot water, and it shouldn't be... So hot water shouldn't be cold water. Poishrim, there's a vikuch way we get a poishrim. Be hot water, we make it to use poisha. Menachanani, the lady didn't do chafifa, and the hot water is down in the mikvah. The lady didn't do chafifa, and she comes to the mikvah, and the hot water, the hot water is down in the mikvah. There's no hot water. Or erev Shabbos, and everyone took showers, and she wants to do samach. She wants to do samach with tefillah. She takes the last shower, and now we're out of hot water. What is that? Easy, okay. Easy come, come, but...
If you do it, and then you see that there's nothing there, it's a little burn. So the shower,
When does man chafifa supposed to be? So, in terms of conditioner, there's a vikuach where the conditioner is that something which is good to use or bad to use. Some like you to use conditioner because it takes out the gnats. Others say that conditioner leaves over like a film, and Lakewood they say not to use it. The different sheets when they get conditioner. Now, but again, does man chafifa? When does man chafifa supposed to be?
What do we say about conditioner?
What do we say? Does man chafifa supposed to be samach? Is machlekes shenim when the Zman Chafiva is supposed to be. Rashi holds the Chafiva is better to be during the day because he's doing it at night. Yemuma Labesha, she feels pressured. Being that she feels pressured, so therefore, you should do it dafka during the day. Even according to Rashi, if she wouldn't want, she didn't do it during the day, she did it at night. Ramah says, be good with the Abed. Just don't do it even a pressure. But Rashi ideally likes it during the day, and you shouldn't feel pressure. The Shiltis likes it to be samach, and wants it to be close to the mikveh as much as possible, and that's the Shita of the Shiltis. So what do we do? So the Chavar brings down, we want to be yotze to both of them. That the minute kosher, that start during the day, and then she goes to the mikveh. Start during the day and go until the night, and then that's the best thing, and it goes to the mikveh. The Lashon Mechab is start during the day. It's a little bit of a chiddush to say starting is enough. If the word is like Rashi, the Mu'um Rebesa, so just starting one thing during the day, the chiddush shouldn't help you. The truth that it means is that you start during the day, and whenever the Zman, the mikveh is going to be, you go straight from whenever you start then, whatever amount of time you need to finish by Seis HaKachavim day. That's the ideal thing to do, and that's what you should do. We spoke about that lady who's working the minhag Mimaymekel, that she doesn't have to do the minhag kasher, and then before you take off work, you said, yeshiva light, also you have a job, and achrayis to your chavrusa, to your seder, and to your cradle, and, what do you say? The kind of gather dover is that she has enough time that she goes straight till it says that there's no pressure. Depending how much time you need. It's totally how much time she needs. If you hold 72, so about if you start, you know, what do you do for an hour and a half? Preparing, like, you know, what's you going to do? Like, you know, hold time. So about if you hold, if you hold Benish Mashi, it's going to be your, okay, if you hold 72, Benish Mashi. Together is starting the amount of time, the Inam Humavesa, that's the best thing to do. If you can't do it during the day, so the shopping is now for the mashal. There's a minute to do an hour. What's the set of hours? The set of hour is that Yinam Umu Lebesa. You have a lunch? Yinam Umu Lebesa. And what? Yinam Umu Lebesa, and therefore you do an hour. Does an hour have to be mamish hour on the clock? Most of the place can go then. Yeah, it has to be taka an hour. Moshe says, that which means about the time Yinam Umu Lebesa, it doesn't have to be mamish. It doesn't have to be mamish an hour. But because I tell your wife an hour, and she finishes beforehand, then, you know, say what she's supposed to do. And that's going to be the minhag. People just do one thing in the morning. Is really no such makar. There's no really maila in that. The whole part is like starting during the day, going through the night. Just starting one thing during the day, cutting your fingernails or something. That's there's no real makar is such a thing. And there's really no reason to do it. There's another eitzah. A lady who's not practically doing the hour at night, whatever the situation is, whether they're going to a simcha or just not, the house is not calm or whatever. You could do the Erev Shabbos mode. The Erev Shabbos mode was that if you do it earlier, Erev Shabbos, so then when you do it again, Moitzi Shabbos, you should have to do it. You could do it quickly. Why could you do it quickly? Because then you did everything, not much to do. So then you just do it quickly. So there is a set to do the Erev Shabbos mode. Do everything early in the morning during first Seder. And then you could do another job. You do again in the mikveh. And that's also a set. Erev Shabbos. Sounds like our night is better. That's what it sounds like with the
Christmas. You redo
everything
anyway. You're checking again tonight. You do in the morning. You're checking again tonight.
So it depends how much you're doing. Oh, if you mamish do everything again tonight.
Do everything in the morning. Then you check everything again.
No. If you mamish do everything again.
What everyone does nowadays. You take a chafifa, get a mikvah, and a combing, and you pretty much do everything again at night.
Very good.
What you say?
And it heals.
If your mom is doing everything again, if your mom is doing everything again, you spend 20 minutes, half hour.
What's,
if you can do 20 minutes, 15-20 minutes, you can sit there, and you're going to comb again, and you're going to shower again, and you do everything again. So the chayra, then when she goes to mikvah on Lel Shabbos, so the chachila should be samach as close as possible to samach to the mikvah. She should do the chafifa and do it samach as close as possible. Don't do it too late because you might run out of water. Especially, she shouldn't be the last shower in the house because you might run out of hot water. And it should be as close as possible. When you go to Lel Shabbos, so like I mentioned before, you go to the mikveh, there's nothing to do over there. Don't forget, do Ian again before she goes into the mikveh. For Frat, if she did a chafifa and she was Isaac and things in between, she put up the, you know, the challenge last second, and, you know, rearrange the blech or something like that, then for sure you have to do it. And you're being oisik in between, that kills your hafifa and iyun, and therefore you have to make sure that you should do iyun before she goes to the mikvah.
First, she finds a gnat.
What do you say? She finds a gnat, so she has problems. Basically, you could get a goy. So Shemem is it's maybe getting a goy to comb her hair, take out the gnat. Swiss to Swiss, Mochin Chichalagufa, Yekfi, Kitzel, Mekal, Kabim Yulakim, and if you find a gnat, you get a goy.
What's the Swiss?
The Swiss is that could be taking on gnats. If you just pull out the hair, which is like Makalko, it's not, or whatever, the Shaz is Nicholai, one Nicholai, and Chichalagufa could be, it's now that goys is. There's a sad to say goys is only when I need the thing. And I'm not doing it for the thing, I'm just to take out the knot. So the Bialach has a Richas and Shin Mel. I think it's on the next Mammoth. When it's Maitre Shabbos, so we saw some say do Maitre Shabbos and do Erev Shabbos. So the Pesach was you do Erev Shabbos, everything, and then you do Maitre Shabbos again. Can you eat on Maitre Shabbos like chicken and meat? We said, yeah, but it's for mitzvah, putting on makeup. We said, that's okay. Just use your brains. Don't put on the things which are hard to get off, which are going to make issues and make shilas. If the Lel Tefillah was a couple of days in between, you have a two-day Yontiv, or Yontiv after Shabbos, so you do everything Erev Shabbos, and then Mechaber says you should be careful to Tachayim Ravi, the Tikshah Sar Segle Shiz Valo, you should tie your hair. Gamti Zab Yom Tzvi Minachfila Tfila Mikol Tinaifas, you should be careful not to get dirty. Yitzhak Shiz Kashim Dover, Gamma Nagiyas Tapsa, she shouldn't be serving your job. If it's possible, if it's not possible, then rather she could do it, and she just wash her hands afterwards. B'shas, the Tfilah, she has Ma'ayin again, very important, you have to be Ma'ayin again. Check everything over again, make sure there aren't any problems. She should wash her basis star b'mayim, b'mayim chayim shochmu, even yontiv, and she should clean out her teeth, that there shouldn't be anything from the bus or etzep room, and you clean yourself out before she goes to the mikvah. Now, a lady who's machik the chafifa from the tefillah, avada lachiri nasas v'machik, b'di'eved, she's machik the chafifa from the tefillah, the Rabbi says, v'meichol, v'chof v'aynat zon ayyom, v'tof v'layom ayyomecher, also the tefillah b'di'eved, just like we see that if she, on yontiv it works, so to be here, it's going to work b'di'eved, and she's chafifa even beforehand, then it's going to be okay. We saw they're supposed to check it afterwards to make sure that there is nothing there. So Chafasad and others, they say Chazak after Shavuri, and you make sure afterwards that there's nothing else going to be there. She went, a couple more things. She went to the mikvah. Oh, in terms of we saw in that Chafasad Gvav, that in terms of waiting 5 days, if you end up machi the chafifa on tefillah, you have 2 day yontif. Better to wait 4 days as opposed to 5 days. So Shaila is a dafka loishem shor even shemsha. The mice technically were makel. It's a little theoretical because most ladies do not get clean in 4 days. Anyhow, come on. I mean, let's see here. Rob's very makel, I guess. But with Derek Klal, you're not going to get clean. Most people are not going to get clean in 4 days. Therefore, it's a shtickle theoretical. Now, the last thing we discussed was the lady went to the mikvah and she found the chatzitza. So the Gemara says if she had two lashonis, if it's samuch, another lashon says that if it's oisei oino, so Mechaber Paskins, if she did a chafif in Ian and she found the davar chitzitz, if it was in that oino, she was chafif of a tavla, she doesn't need no tefila, then lav tzarech tefila cheres. If it's the same oino, you don't need no tefila. If it's a different oino, you need no tefila. Shah says we're machmer, not just that oino, you have to have samuch, you have to have both. If there's samuch and oisei oino, then you're not going to need another tefila. If you don't have samach and oisei oino, then you're going to have to go ahead and do. You're going to have to do another tefillah. She said, Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have that oino. You're going to have samach. You're not going to have that oino. So according to the Shach, you're going to have to go ahead and do another tefillah. Not only do you have to do another tefillah, so you have to do another chafifa. So why have to do another chafifa? We saw three different reasons. Is the reason because of Lechem Simla says that we should be samach, as you have to do it. We saw the reason of the prisha, the cold water messes up the chafifa. if we have to go out and do another chafifa, or the Sidri Taira, we see he didn't do a good job, so means that he didn't do a good job, so if we have to go ahead and do it again. The Chavzadim sack was that if it happened on Shabbos, if you went to the Ha Mikvah, so you're not going to then remake it, because we have, you want the Svar, the priest of the cold, you want the similar to Amakah, which is the Chafila, Elamai the Svar, the Sidri Taira, he says, but Friday, if it's on the Shara Guf, he's going to remake it, Mashinkin, he went in cold water, then he wants to be Machmir. This is all when Leila was not in the Saska. If Leila was in the Saska, between the Tefillah and the Bedika, even if it was in a different Aina, so then the Mechavi says, you only know Tefillah, because we're Tefillah that...
She weren't in the Saska.
If she wasn't... If it was Samach, he went down to Saska. If it was not Samach, then if you went to Saska, the Mechavi Paskin says, you know, you don't need a Tefillah, being that you're in the Saska, we're Tefillah, we're in the Saska, boy. Coming off from the steer of our Gemara to the Gemara Chulin, the Shach brings down that Bach and most places can are chulik on this, and they say that it's not going to work, and you have to have a barili. Because Gemara Chulin says, "Tavol asim nisal davar chitzis." It's a problem unless you're barili. So, someone that's going maybe dafka the tyrus, but my most Rishonim is going also by nida, and therefore they want to say this aska is not going to work until you're barili, and that's how the Shach passes. Because in the Das of Mechaber, the first sheet is that. If it's not Samach, you're going to have to go back. Even if it's Aska and Mechav is Megal, the Shach is going to be Megal. If it's Samach and Oysa, I know, then you're not going to have another Tefillah. The Rama Paskins, you always need another Tefillah. The whole Shayan the Gemara is Begei Chafifa. What's the difference between Tefillah and Chafifa? Chafifa is Darbanan, Chafifa is Daraisa. Every time you need another Tefillah, you only need another Chafifa. So according to the Rama, will come out whenever a lady goes to the Mikvah. She comes back and she finds something which is a Mira Hamakbet. What's the halacha? You have to go back every single time, because unless she's barely, she could say, I'm 1,000% sure that it wasn't there beforehand. Some say, if I did Chivivah Iyun right beforehand, and I was in Saska, that's like a barely. But according to the Rambam, unless you're barely, you always have to go back. The Pesach of Sidri Taira Chavzadim is that if you're able to be Machmer, you should be Machmer. Hechesh, Jesh like Rambam, that if it's possible to be Machmer, one should be Machmer. And if it's not possible to be Machmer, then you do not have to be
Machmer.
If you're barley, barley.
If
all Sveikas, all Shailas are, you're not sure. If you are sure, then you don't have to ask a Shaila. You know what happened. So, if you're barley, then it doesn't make a difference when you find it. You know, and there's no Shaila.
If anybody ever calls Rebbe up afterwards, asking when you did the Chafifa?
Yeah, I'm saying because... The Rambam is Hechad Afshar, so you have to down what the Masad is. Whether it's possible then to go back and make not possible go back to Mikvah. Because open Mikvah closed. What they're. Machmer Rambam Lechachila, but. You know, if. Okay, he's not here anymore. All you always do is Samach, Isa Aina. You find a Chatzitza, Barley, there's no Shaila. If it's not Barley, so then. Going to Rambam, you're going to have to. If it's not Barley, Pashas, you have to go back. If it's Oysa and some of that's only Machlekes, and we said, Echad Epsher, wants to go to the Mikvah. And again, Etzem, going to Mikvah, how many times you go to the Mikvah? The source of Seminary said, you go to the Mikvah. The Seder Advarim is that Machlekes would make the Racha Bracha before you make the Bracha afterwards. The Minig is, like the Shla, they go to Mikvah twice, go once, make the Bracha, then go again. How does that work? We said, it's like Al Tanai. If you're like the Mechaber or like the Ramah, you make it Tanai, whether you went before or afterwards. And that's the meaning is that they go twice. And they make the bracha, so the Taz says you should go like that, out between Masik, between Liberais, Erva. We said the three problems is Gili Erva, which is not a problem because it's covered. There's Liberais, Erva, which by Noshim is Shtaket Tzad, there isn't one, but the Rav Chaim mostly go like that. And there's seeing the Erva, you just don't look down, so you can see you go like that. There was a Vikuach when you go like that, is a problem because you're touching, you're not touching, and you know a lot of people are Mekel, when they get that. They are covering the hair, so there's a Ben Ishchai, she's supposed to cover your hair. Some places they put the towel on top of the head. But the Asher Sinemaker, then you don't need it, because it's the din of making a bracha is only by men, not by ladies. So together, the men is a Midin Achna, the ladies is a Midin Erva, and it's not going to be a problem.